Medical College.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Lori Getch from the Hale Library, giving us a good update there on all the things going on with their renovation and restoration after their fire in May. Now in studio with me, Riley County, K-State Research and Extension, Agriculture Agent Greg McClure. This is our first time meeting, Greg.
First time to meet you. Yes. Now, I've been here a lot, several times.
Oh, yeah. You're more of a regular here than I am at this point.
Probably so.
Yeah. Okay. And so Greg is an agriculture agent at the Riley County Research and Extension, or is it the K-State Research and Extension?
K-State Research and Extension, Riley County Office. That's us.
Yes. There we go. And so I guess maybe just to give a little background, tell me a little bit about what you do. Just maybe that's more for me than the listeners.
So my job is education, primarily working with ag producers. And so I work with farmers, actually spend 20% of my time with youth work, with 4-H work. And so that's kind of the job. Our job is continuing education. What we would tell you is that we take the university to the people. So we're supposed to digest the university research. I say we try to make that understandable and then take it to the people. So that's essentially our job.
That's commendable, in my opinion, honestly, because a lot of folks don't really have the time to necessarily go through the research or maybe even the necessary background knowledge to digest it some assistance.
It's actually one of the greatest jobs in the world because you get to learn something new every day. I mean, it's really fun, and you don't know where you're headed. And so whatever phone call might come in, that might be what you decide to learn about that day.
So it's pretty fluid down there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we may have... We hope we have some sort of direction, but then our direction takes, whatever happens during the day. Okay. So there is no normal day.
Okay. I guess that makes it an interesting job.
Well, it does for me.
Yeah. And so what are some of the things you have going on there, the agriculture side of the K-State Research and Extension?
Well, kind of what's on my mind right now, what the ag producers are doing is weaning time. And so our cattlemen I think of, as I'm on the radio here, I'm not sure how much of an ag audience I have. I know that we have a lot of people that have a good ag background, and so they will understand what we're talking about. But for those in the ag world, I kind of like to touch on some of the things that maybe they ought to be doing that they're not. And one of those right now, it's weaning time. Now, we've got some producers who have been weaning calves over the last month, but really the norm probably is we don't get those calves weaned until about the 1st of November. And that's really a good month too late. And so what I'd like to encourage producers to do is get out there and get that done now instead of waiting another month and letting the calves stand there, not gain any weight, drag the cows down. So there's lots of good reasons to get that work done now.
And what are some of the reasons that maybe calves get weaned a little later than is ideal?
Well, and it's a very logical reason is we're doing other things. And so what we're doing right now is fall harvest. And so if you're a crop producer and you are also a cattleman, so we've been harvesting corn for a few weeks. Next step is, and we've moved into starting to harvest soybeans, and that will continue for the next couple of weeks. Then in the same time, we're going to try and get wheat planted. And also should be weaning calves. And as soon as we get all of that done, we start harvesting our grain sorghum, our milo crop. And so that usually carries us to the 1st of November. And so it's a busy time.
Yeah. And then maybe agricultural producers out there who have cattle should start thinking about we could do some of that weaning early.
They need to think about that. They really do. And having done this in the past, and so I've been off the farm for a lot of years. I've been in this job for 32. But prior to that, I was on the farm, got some farm background, have done a lot of things wrong, and learned a lot from doing those things wrong. I accidentally did some things right once or twice. And I remember the year that we wanted to put some bulls in the bull test, needed to get them there, I think, by the 1st of October. And so we weaned that set of calves in September. And I was able to, it was pretty obvious then the next year that group of cows, and so we're talking one group of cows, 25 out of a herd of about 100 to 120. And so that group of cows, you could tell, you could just pick them out the next spring, they're in much better condition.
Okay.
And so instead of getting dragged down by the calves in the fall, you know, they were able to start gaining weight back. And then you really could follow those for another year. So those cows would have calved in the next spring, and they were in better condition when they calved. Then they bred back quicker. And so the name of the game in the cattle business is we've got to get a calf on the ground. And sounds like it ought to be easy. It's not necessarily easy.
There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Well, a lot of work that goes into it, and you've got to do some things right. You've got to keep them in good shape. So, you know, if they're thin, they just don't breed back. And so that's kind of the ball game, and that's one of the real reasons for getting these calves weaned.
It's talking here with K-State Research and Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure, and we're talking about weaning cattle. What are some of the important procedures that folks out there might need to know to go about doing that?
And again, having done most of this wrong back in the day, I blame it on Dad. It's just the way things were done. The cattle may be in pastures that are far from home. Our pastures were many of them were 10 miles from home. The closest was maybe 4 miles. But in any of those situations, there was not a pen that we could wean into. And so we would gather the cattle at the end of the season. We'd bring them home. We'd dump the calves into a pen there at home, turn the cows out, hopefully on stocks or on whatever pasture was there, and listen to the calves bawl. And that's not really the procedure that we would like to do. Excuse me. If we have a chance, ideally, we would. But now what we try to do is fence line wean. And so we would like to be able to move the cows and the calves through a pen and so have them used to that pen. And then this doesn't usually happen to me. Eventually, we would leave the calves out in the pasture on the grass that they're used to, where they've got a feed bunk and they can get in. And so it's not quite the shock to them. Just shut the cows in for a while until the calves are weaned. Doesn't always work. Not always practical. If you're hauling them home from another place, you're probably going to shut those calves into a tight pen, you know, listen to them bawl for a while, hope they get over it, hope they get on feed.
And you mentioned the weight could be an issue there. Is there an issue sometimes transferring from, like, you know, weaning them off to being able to get them to a healthy, good-sized calf?
Well, you know, we've got to get them on feed right away. And the trick is, they're used to eating grass. They've never seen a feed bunk before. And so if we could, we would have a set of feed bunks out in the pen, maybe feed the cows some sort of starter ration that the calves are going to get, and then those cows will kind of train their calves to go to the bunk. And so back on the McClure farm, that set of bunks was right smack down the center of the pen, so you could drive by with an old beat-up pickup truck and throw the feed in there. Well, that's not really the best situation, because when the calves, if you bring those calves home and you do shut them into a pen like that, they're going to walk the perimeter. And so in order to get them to find the feed, they can't eat it till they find it. So in order to get them to find the feed, we really should set some of those bunks perpendicular to the fence. So right up against the edge of the fence, they're walking around, they're going to run into the feed. Boom, there it is. Well, what is it? Try it, and maybe we can get them to eat.
And no way to miss that.
No way to miss that, right. And if you've not been there and you haven't seen it, you may not have a picture in your mind. It was a perfect picture in my mind. I mean, those calves are walking the fence. They're standing there. They're looking over. They're bawling for mom. I mean, I know exactly where those bunks ought to be set. The other thing that we tend to do wrong is that we bring them in and we just throw this ration at them that they've never seen. And in order to get them on feed a little better, we really should have some good quality grass hay that we can put on top of that ration for the first couple of days. So it's the same, again, it's the stuff they're used to eating. And so they'll go in, they'll eat that, find the other stuff in the bottom, learn to like it, and then we can get them going.
Is that kind of the equivalent of, like, maybe putting some medicine and like a little bit of peanut butter for your dog?
It would work, yes.
All right. I think we're just about out of time here with Research Extension Agent Greg McClure. Are there any final thoughts you have?
No, that's really what I wanted to cover today. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you.
And coming up, we have a ton of folks from the Oztoberfest here to talk to us about all the things going on related to that. And I might have a little game for them, too.
We'll see.
Yeah.
A game?
More like a trivia thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. For them.
Yes. Well, you can participate too, Dave.
Oh, why, thanks.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. By the way, we do have one announcement to pass along, and that is tonight's football game between Randolph Blue Valley and Onega. It's homecoming there. They moved the kickoff up to 5:30, and the homecoming activities instead of before the game will be at halftime of the game.
Good news there, Dave. So,
we'll pass that along, and obviously the weather, you got to like, Greg, you know, more rain,
storm,
right?
Are we going to have a storm at for the Riley County game as well?
I think it's going to be storming about every game.
Okay.
Every game, everywhere.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential.